The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Not to be hyperbolic, but this may be the biggest win for the Barracuda this season. Certainly the most critical time of the year, and they go on the road in a building they had not won in since 2021. They had dropped 9 straight against the Colorado Eagles here at the Blue Arena. And with 6 rookie defensemen and a veteran goaltender in his mid-30s who has played sparingly this year, they were stout defensively, and they score 4 unanswered goals to close out the game. And they steal 2 huge points on the road. In a game they really deserved to win. From the opening faceoff, the Barracuda were ready to play. They skated stride for stride with Colorado before they separated from them in the third period. And with the victory, San Jose inches that much closer to that top 4 in the Pacific Division. At the very least, they stay within striking distance of the Coachella Valley Firebirds, who are currently up 3-1 in Henderson. So if Coachella Valley does hold on for that victory, Barracuda will still be 4 points behind them in the division. But the Barracuda have to worry about themselves, and they took care of business tonight with a massive 6-3 win over the Colorado Eagles. Colorado had points in 9 of 10 on home ice coming into tonight. They had won 3 in a row, the number 1 team on home ice in the league, 4th best winning percentage in the AHL. Colorado coming into tonight already secured a spot in the playoffs, number 1 seed in the Pacific Division, a juggernaut. And a team that had only lost coming into tonight on home ice a handful of times, the Barracuda find a way with a 6-3 victory, a statement win with a very shorthanded group. We mentioned 6 rookie defensemen, and they get the job done tonight on the back of some timely goals and some outstanding goaltending from Arundel. Let's recap this hockey game. It did look like Colorado was going to take a 1-0 lead early, but Arundel, from the offset, you could tell he was ready to go. He was locked in, and he gave his team a chance right from the start, and he would make this beautiful glove save on Wyatt Ahmet in the opening period. Near post for his forward, but those two could not quite connect. Now, Dell the save! Arundel with a brilliant glove stop! It looked for sure like Colorado had a 1-0 lead on a goal by Wyatt Ahmet, but Arundel... What a save by Arundel, and that ends up being an indication of how the night would go for the veteran goaltender, Arundel. That kept the game scoreless in the first period. The Barracuda would break the ice in the first, getting a goal from a player who had not played in 18 straight games. Philip Bystedt returning tonight with an upper body injury that he dealt with for over a month that kept him out of the lineup, and he finds the back of the net at 9:14, his 10th of the year, after Donovan Hoole kind of fanned on a shot. It allowed for Bystedt to pick it up, and it might have caught Miner off guard as Bystedt put it on net, a shot along the ice on the backhand. It beats Miner inside the far post, and the Barracuda had a 1-0 lead in the first. Time the goal for Bystedt at the 9:14 mark. 6 defense that are all rookies. There's a backhander, it beats Miner, and the Barracuda open up the score right off a face-off draw, kind of an innocent backhander. And Philip Bystedt, in his return back to the lineup after a 17-game absence, puts home a backhander from in between the circles. Kind of a broken play after a fan shot. Donovan Hoole would pick up the assist, the lone assist on that goal. Philip Bystedt, his 10th of the year in his long-awaited return. Colorado would not wait long to answer, though. In fact, they'd wait just 40 seconds as Jack Ashon would hold the puck in the high slot, work towards the near left dot, and then find a man uncontested on the back post. The veteran captain, Jason Megna, able to put it home, and the Colorado Eagles had leveled the score just 40 seconds after the goal from Bystedt. Sean weaving wide left, still holding. Sean, big post, they score. Put it on a tee for Megna, and the Colorado Eagles tie the score at 1-1. So Colorado bounces back in that first period to tie it up at one apiece. Then Lucas Van Roboys would be called for interference. First penalty of the game at 18:30, at least the first that led to a power play, because Samarin and Stevens dropped the mitts at 2:22 of the first period at center ice. Colorado would go onto the power play, an abbreviated power play because it was going to be split by the intermission, but the Barracuda killed it off, and then they managed to kill off the 30 seconds remaining on it to begin the second period. So the game remained tied at 1-1 until 9:41. Cooper Gay, in his pro debut, just signed out of St. Thomas University out of the NCAA level, would work down the left wing and beat Dell under the blocker for his first in the American Hockey League, giving Colorado its first lead. Tony flushes it around the wall. Tapped along, a quick shot from Vincent, blocked Ludvig. And he'll push it along up the left wing side for Gay. Gay coming down the left flank, shoots, and he scores! And his AHL debut, Cooper Gay beats Aaron Dell, blocker side, and the Colorado Eagles have a 2-1 lead. So the Colorado Eagles take their first lead, time of that goal 9:41. Cooper Gay from John Ludvig, and the Eagles whip 2-1 at the halfway point of the second period. Barracuda would not waver. About 3 minutes later, a shot from the left point from Jake Furlong was turned aside by Trent Miner, but Scott Sabourin was sitting on the doorstep, able to put home the rebound and tie the score up at 2-2 for Sabourin. It snaps a lengthy goalless drought, had not scored since February 16th. That was 18 games ago, his seventh of the year. And for Furlong, it snaps a 22-game pointless drought, and the Barracuda find a way to tie it up at 2-2. Hits it as the puck, his shot, Miner, a good stop. Caroms to the point, Furlong back on net, puck loose, they score! Scott Sabourin cleans up the loose change, and we're tied at 2-2. Scott Sabourin tying the score at 13:10 of the second period. So once again, we were even. But Colorado would go up by a goal. A goal late in the second period that in the back of your mind you think, oh no, those late goals and frames for a team to take back a lead, always critical in the ultimate outcome of the game, as Colorado would get a goal off a one faceoff draw that beat Aaron Dell on the short side, never really picked it up. It was off the stick of Yuri Enola. Third goal against the Cuda in his last two games, his 16th of the year, in Colorado, once again in the second period, would go up by a goal. Scored two in a row, and right off the draw, a shot beats Aaron Dell, and Colorado back up by one. Enola beats Aaron Dell short side off a one faceoff draw, and Colorado takes a 3-2 lead. So the Colorado Eagles would take a late second period 3-2 lead. Again, you're on the road, such a dagger to give up a late goal in the period. But they would not waver, and with just 13 seconds left in the second period, Patrick Giles would bust up the right wing side in his second game in a Barracuda sweater, scored in his debut on Wednesday, and he would go upstairs to tie the score up. Time of the goal officially at 19:46. Giles, his seventh from Gushton, and the Barracuda were once again even. Shots in this second period. Dell's been really good tonight. But Colorado has beat him three times now. Here comes Giles charging the net. He shoots and scores! Patrick Giles goes upstairs on a power move, and we're tied at 3-3. Beautiful finish from Patrick Giles. His second goal in a Barracuda sweater in his many games, up to now seven on the year. And the Barracuda found a way late in the second period to tie the score up at 3-3. So we would go to the third period even at 3 aside. Anybody's game at that point. And to that point, the Barracuda had not been on the power play at all, but they managed to draw a couple of minors in that third period. The first for roughing, the first for tripping against Devontae Stevens at 3:01 would put the Barracuda onto the power play, but they would not score, meaning the game would remain tied at 3-3. But just as the power play had expired, only seconds later, John Ludvig would hoist the puck up and over the glass for a delay of game penalty against Colorado, putting the Barracuda back on to the manpower advantage. And on their second opportunity in that third period on the power play, the number one unit in the league would come through. And once again, it was Patrick Giles finding the back of the net as Walker Duehr put the puck in between the circles, and entering the play as the trailing forward was Giles, and he ripped one past Trent Miner for his second of the game to give the Barracuda a 4-3 lead in the third. But before that goal, with the game tied, it looked like Colorado may take a lead. But a beautiful stop by Arundel while on the power play. It looked like Colorado and its AHL leading 16th shorthanded goal as Jason Megna rushed up the ice on a partial breakaway, but Dell would come up with this save to keep the game tied at 3-3. Saw for Colin White, gains the line, drops for Bordolo, who stuffs it down low. Lucian pokes it free for Regenda, and it got through his stick. Uh-oh, here comes Magna shorthanded, busting down the wing. Magna, save made by Dell. He tried to poke check, and Dell doesn't know where it is. It's between his pads. Yeah, Dell went for the poke check. He makes the save. It was sitting in between his pillows before the Barracuda finally cleared it out of harm's way. But on that same power play, you think about that save early in the first to keep it scoreless. You think about that stop from Arundel in the third with the game tied. Always those critical moments. Not always all about the volume. It's about the timing of the saves. And what a save that was from Dell, keeping the game 3-3. And then the Barracuda would take their lead back on a power play goal from Patrick Giles, his second of the night. He's got a step coming down the wing. Durr holds, centers in front, bouncing around on net. They score! Patrick Giles on the power play. It was thrown in front, and the trailing forward Giles puts it into a wide open net. He's got his second of the night, and the Barracuda are back on top. Patrick Giles' third goal in two games with the Barracuda. He's now up to 8 goals on the season. And the Barracuda take their lead back, their first lead since the opening period, as Giles continuing to make an impact since joining this roster. So with the Barracuda up 4-3, next goal obviously critical. And once again, it was San Jose finding a way to get it done. This time, Lucas Van Robois rips one home, his 11th of the season, and the Barracuda would take a 5-3 lead in the third. Wing, Pache was kind of falling backwards, but he does a good job to keep his footing. And now the Barracuda over the line. Here comes Vincent coming down the wing, shoot, save it. Big rebound, they score! Lucas Van Robois puts ahead the Barracuda by 2 as he cleans up the rebound off the left pad of Miner. It's a 5-3 Barracuda lead. Huge goal for the Barracuda. They get a bit of breathing room. They take a 5-3 lead. Time of that goal, 9:51. Vincent and Sabrin pick up the assist on the insurance goal. So the Barracuda now up by 2. You know Colorado is going to push with about 10 minutes to go. But the Barracuda just hunkered down, had a little bit of a squirrely sequence after their go-ahead goal where they turn a few pucks over. Dell bailed them out. They managed to weather the storm, and then they seal the victory with an empty net goal. Anthony Vincent, his 9th of the year from Scott Sabrin, puts the nail in Colorado's coffin as the Cuda take a 6-3 lead. Ball tied in, collects on the half wall, slips free, but it gives it away to Van Robois, who skates it to center, over the red line, opens up and swings it wide of the net. Sabrin trying to run it down, thrown into the open, target by Vincent, he scores! Anthony Vincent puts it home into the open net, and the Barracuda take a 3-goal lead here in the third period. That seals it, a goal from Anthony Vincent. It snaps a lengthy goalless drought for the hard-nosed forward, his first in 13 games. Shorty comes at 17:50 of the third period as the Barracuda go up by 3. They win it by 3, 6-3 final. And now during head-to-head play against Colorado, they are 3-4. First win here at the Blue Arena since the 21-22 season. Had not won since December the 21st in this barn. So they get a monkey off their back. And man, what a big win to kick off this road trip as they stay within striking distance of Coachella Valley, who is currently up by 2 goals on Henderson 5 minutes into the third period at the Lees Family Forum in Henderson. With the win, the Barracuda are now up to 75 points on the year. They are 33-24-5-4. Colorado drops to 39-18-5-3. So they cannot get more breathing room from Ontario, who's nipping at their heels for the top spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. These teams will run it back tomorrow, closing out their 8-game season series. It'll be a 6:05 puck drop On the West Coast, well, pregame coverage starting at 5:35 Pacific time at sgbarracuda.com/listen. And, of course, you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Arundel only faced 18 shots, but, man, did he make some big saves in the victory. 15 of 18 he turned aside to pick up the win. And with the victory, Arundel is now 3-3-2 on the year. The goalie who takes a loss tonight is Trent Miner. Miner was coming off a win on Wednesday, but his record now falls to 19-9-6 on the season, 1-2 against the Barracuda during head-to-head play. He's played San Jose three times. He's been opposed by three different goaltenders on the season, but tonight he falls against Arundel. Barracuda go 1-for-2 on the power play. They have power play goals in 13 of their last 14 power play goals, and now seven consecutive on the road. Colorado goes 0-for-2 on the advantage. They had a good chance to cut into the deficit in the third as Scott Sabourin was called for holding at 12:24, but the Barracuda able to kill that off. Final shots 28-18 in favor of San Jose, and just a complete effort on the road. This is certainly one of the most impressive victories of the year, and when you think about the timing, you think about the building, you think about the opponent, I've got to say this in my book is the best win of the year. And the Barracuda pick up two huge points in the division. And with the win, their magic number now drops to 5 on the season. So obviously how that works is if you win a hockey game, you get 2 points off your magic number. You want to get down to 0. If the team closest to the playoffs but on the outside looking into the postseason, so currently that would be Bakersfield at 66 points. Condors did not play tonight. If they lose, that's another 2-point swing. 2 more points shed it off your magic number. So the Barracuda are down now to 5 on their magic number to punch a postseason berth. It would be their first in a handful of years. So they're in a good spot. This was a huge win, and they kick off this road trip in the win column, snapping a 4-game losing skid. Tonight's game length, 2 hours, 20 minutes, 5,089 sod here at the Blue Arena. These teams will run it back tomorrow. Again, a 6:05 Pacific start. We're on the air at 5:35 with pregame coverage. You can listen live at sgbarracuda.com/listen. You can find us through the SAP Center Plus app by simply toggling over to the Barracuda side in pressing listen, or of course you can watch the game on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. That does it for our broadcast coverage. What a big win for the Cuda. They win 6-3 here tonight over the Colorado Eagles. Let's quickly actually go over our three stars before we do sign off. Philip Biested, what an impact he makes tonight in his long-awaited return. A goal, an assist, a +1 rating, 1 shot on net. He is the number 3 star. The number 2 star, Cooper Gay, in his pro debut, he scores, finishes the game with that goal. He is the number 2 star. 1 shot on net. It found the back of the net. Did Gay. And the number 1 star, Patrick Giles, a couple of goals. Third time in his career, which he scores twice in a game. He is the number 1 star. Some honorable mentions. Scott Sabourin, what a game tonight. A goal, 2 assists, a fight for Sabourin at the Gordie Howe hat trick. He is certainly an honorable mention tonight for the Barracuda. Tons of guys pulling the rope. Anthony Vincent with a couple of points tonight as well. But you look back at this young decor, 6 rookie defensemen in the lineup tonight, and they hold the number 1 offense in the league to 18 shots. Absolutely incredible. And the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 6-3 on the road. Back on the air tomorrow. Again, pregame coverage starting at 5:35. We look forward to bringing it to you. We'd like to thank everybody tonight for joining us, whether you watched or you listened. We certainly do appreciate it. And again, we hope you join us tomorrow as we continue to march towards the end of the regular season and look ahead to postseason play. Just 6 games left on the 72-game slate. Barracuda 6, Eagles 3. That does it for our broadcast coverage. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Blue Arena in Loveland, Colorado. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Smile like the sun, kisses forever. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.